We'll start a new Gemara today. Lamehem and Beis the Mishnah. Hasoiche Pora Mechaveroi. Very fascinating case, which has many, many repercussions. Halach Lamaisa. Hasoiche Pora Mechaveroi Vishilul Achel. If you rent a para from your friend, Vishilul Achel, and the time period of the Schirus, you paid money to use something for 30 days, you rented it, and for those 30 days, or 25 of those days, you lent it out to somebody else. Look in Rashi. In other words, he borrowed it, so he rented it. So since he rented it, he's allowed to use it for his own use. He paid for the right to use it. And that time period, he said, you know, I'll lend it out to my friends. Now whether you're allowed to do it or you're not allowed to do it, pashas, you're not allowed to do it, ein rashoy rashoy lahashil, you can give it out to somebody else. Nevertheless, you went and you did it. Now it's a shayla. Umeisa kedaka, and now the animal died. So the animal dies, so the soichel is potter. He's potter boinsin. The shayel is chayev. So yeshava soichel shemeisa kedaka, so the soichel, the one that rented it, will go back to the original owner, and he'll swear that it died. And he's potter. After all, he's a soicher. Now we're talking about a scenario where he obviously knew what took place. Because if he did not know what took place, he cannot swear. It's a separate shayla. Machlokes Rishonim, we'll get to that at the end. Hopefully at the end of the shiur, now we'll do it next week. That if he doesn't know what took place, what type of shvu is he going to make? And if he cannot make a shvu, what's going to happen? Separate shayla. But let's say he knows what happened. He saw, he was there. And he makes a shvu that it died. And he's potter by sin. But the shoyel, the one that borrowed it, he after all is a shoyel, so he has to pay to the soicher. Why does he have to pay to the soicher? Because since he borrowed it from the soicher, and an oinus happens, a shoyel is chai bointzin, so the third guy pays back an animal to the second guy is off the hook, and therefore the middle guy, the soicher, he gains himself a behema. Om Rabbi Yossi said, that's a rabbanon. Om Rabbi Yossi says, no. Ketzed haloi oises choyro, in other words, it doesn't make sense. Why does it make sense? Because even though misvara, you are right, technically speaking, you're right, Rabbanon. Because after all, the soicher makes a shvur and he's potter. The soil cannot make a shvur, he has to pay and he's chayev. But the owner of the soicher, if that is cow, never belonged to him, he just rented it. So why should he make money of something that he's renting? It's not the bailin, and therefore it's not going to work. But rather, the shoyel has to pay the original person, he has to pay the mafkit. Let's just quickly see one part of the Gemara, and then we'll try and analyze this halach in the Mishnah. Amrei Ravidi Baravin Labaya, Michdi, wait a second. Soicher b'maykoni lahay poro b'shvur. How is the soicher owning the poro? In other words, how is he, in what right does the soicher say, okay, by doing this act, then I become off the hook. And now you gotta pay me, by making the shvuah. In other words, without the soicher making the shvuah, then he has to pay the original owner. The only reason why he doesn't have to pay the original owner, because he can make a shvuah, that he was like, pashati bo, shalai shalakti bo yad. It died and therefore I'm off the hook. So, name alay maskele soicher, dalant vidal shvuasich, vano mishtaina dina vade shoyel. So let the original owner, the mafkid, go over to the soicher. You know what? Don't make me a shvur. I don't want you to patter yourself with the shvur. Forget about you, dal ant, dal shvur seich. Forget about you, forget about your shvur. I'll go directly to the third guy. The third guy, he'll pay me. You want to patter yourself by making a shvur. You by making a shvur. You want to become the bailim, the owner of the parah. You want to get yourself a parah. No. I don't want to hear your shvur. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'll go directly to the third guy and he'll pay me directly. Amalei, so Nipu is asking, what Ravidi Ba'avin is asking Abaya, is what's pshat in the Rabbanon? What's taka pshat? That you can gain a parah? After all, let the original person tell this soicher, I don't want to hear your shvur, and let me collect from the shoyel. Amalei, so he told him, mi savret soicher b'shvur dekakonilei, mi shas misu dekoni, u shvur kedelof is daite shabal bais. In other words, if you're right, if the only way the soicher gains the parah, the way he's kind of the original parah, and therefore he becomes a new bailim is by making a shvuah, then you're right. Then the original owner can tell the soicher, I don't need to hear your shvuah. But that's not the way he's kind of. He's kind of automatically, by the fact that the animal died, automatically is really off the hook. the soicher is off the hook. Just the fact that an animal dies. Just why do you have to make a shmuel? Off his dies to the balabais in order to calm down the balabais to appease him. But really, he's off the hook by the fact that the animal died. So therefore, no matter what, he cannot tell the soicher. The owner cannot tell the soicher. Listen, I don't want to hear your shmuel. You're. In other words, he can say you're not in the picture. Either way, the fact that the animal died automatically gets the soicher off the hook, and that makes him the bialim of the parah. And therefore, even if he says I don't want to hear your shmuel, nevertheless, it doesn't give him a right to go directly to the shoyel, and therefore the halacha stays. Okay, that's the in the nutshell what this gemara is talking about. So I have a very simple question. Let's analyze it together. I don't understand pshat in the Rabbanon. A simple question. Seth, what don't I understand? I'll tell you what I don't understand. Two questions I have. First question I have is like this. Rabbi Yossi really agrees to the Rabbanon. Right? They just say that really, Rabbanon, you're right. Technically, you're right. The Soicha makes a shvur, he's off the hook. The Shoyo, he's got to pay. See, who did he pay? He paid the guy he bartered from. He pays the second guy. Rabbi Yossi says, you know why? I don't agree with you. Because you can't make business and somebody else's partner, and therefore I disagree with you. I have a very simple question. Why does the soicher get anything at all? Is it his partner or is it not his partner? You have to give the bailim. Is he the bailim? The soicher is not the bailim. He doesn't own the partner. He rented it. He only owned it for... He doesn't own it at all. So why all should he get anything at all? Forget about all the technicalities. He's not the bailim. If he's not the bailim, why should he get the partner? Question number one. Question number two. Question number two, that the Gemara says that the reason why the Seicher should get the para is because by the fact that he makes the Shavua, he's kind of the para. Right, the Gemara says? What? The Havamin. Well, the Gemara agrees with it. The Gemara just says, right, well, either the Shavua is kind of the para, the fact that the animal died, but he's kind of the para. Ask the stifler a very simple question. He's not kind of the para. The Shavua is a way to get himself off the hook, that he's not chayv to pay. He's not kind of the para. Now the Gemara seems to say that why? What right does the soicher have to the parah? Because by making a shvur, right? But my koni lahi parah b'shvur. How is he kind of the parah? By making a shvur. My koni lahi parah b'shvur. He's not kind of anything. The shvur is just a way to get himself off the hook. By getting himself off the hook doesn't mean the soicher becomes the owner of the parah. So why does a mashit? Why does the shoyel have to pay money to the soicher? The soicher is not the owner. And he never was the owner, and he's not going to be the owner by making a shvur. Stipulation number 1a asks the question, the otwa shayma shenanas esla pikodim, zoicha esla pikodim, the shayma the soicher, that under his time period that he rented it, he gains the pikodim, he acquires the pikodim, halo rak niftam mitashlumi pikodim, by making a shvur, he's potter, he doesn't have to pay. V'loisha zoicha ezes chus, the kinyan by pikodim, it's not that he gets acquired any kinyan in pikodim, my shai zoicha tevea mashal, v'chutoy, ain't a machmash konis apora, el machmash ashur, shayma de deum, nishayb klapi de deum, bachayis ain't a apora. In other words, the reason why the zoicha gets money from the shayo, perhaps, is because he lent it in. But not because he's kind of the parah. What's the Gemara saying? He's kind of the parah. He's not kind of the parah at all. It doesn't make sense. Simply what the Gemara says. Okay. First question. Second question. In order to answer this question, there are really two basic, a few mahalchim, all the Achareim talk about it, but the two basic mahalchim in the sugya, and we have to understand both of them, because they're very important. Both of them are important. So there's another question over here. The Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua already asked a question in number 1b. The entire Hamafkit is all about the Shem Chinam and the Shem Sachar, correct? Everything is about Shem Chinam, Shem Sachar. Hamafkit starts with the Shem Chinam, Shem Sachar. Suddenly we have a new thing, a Seicher. This Mishnah has to be a scenario where I rented something from one person and then I lent it to somebody else. So Pnei Yeshua has a simple question. Why do you have to make it into such a scenario? Why can you say the same Mishnah with a Shem Chinam or Shem Sachar? For example, I got a parah from you as a Shem Chinam, and then I gave it to somebody else. I paid somebody else money to watch it, and it got stolen. So I go over to the original owner and I say, okay, I got stolen. I'm a Shem Chinam, I'm Potter, I make a Shavua. The Shem Sachar is chayef to pay. So if the Shem Sachar is chayef to pay, he pays me. And that should be the machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon. Why did they jump to a case of a Seicher and a Shoyel? Why didn't they stick with the classic case of Perakam Afkit, a Shem Chinam and a Shem Sachar? Rather, the same halacha you can teach me with a Shem Chinam and a Shem Sachar. Here, Mati, you are the owner. You give me things to watch. I'm a Shem Chinam. I say, you know what, Seth, I have no time watching it. Do me a favor. Here's $10. You watch the item. It gets stolen by Seth. So it gets stolen. So and I was there when it got stolen. So I go over to you, Mati, it got stolen. I make a shuwa, I'm off the hook. I gotta owe you, pay you something? No, Shem Chinam on Potter. Seth, Yosha himself, he got stolen. Pay me the money. Machlekes, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbanim. Come to Rabbanim and say, you get it. Come to Rabbi Yisrael, no, you can't make money if somebody else is part of it. Why do we say it in such a case? Why do we have to say a case of a Seich in the Shoel? Simple question. What's the answer, Seth?
Obviously, the right of usage. The Sokha has rights of usage, but that somehow makes him different.
Why?
Exactly. I don't know. But the fact that he could use it is...
He acquires a higher state of bailus than a Shem Kino.
So therefore?
Therefore, he has more of a right to lend it out or give it away to a third party.
Well, the Gemara says he really doesn't have a right, and he's only having right of it because of permission, but it would give him kinyonim in the parah. Not that he has a right, but it would give him a kin by the fact that he pays for it, gives him a right. Now, the Shem Chinom, everybody agrees that you don't acquire it at all. You have nothing to do with it. Shem Socher, perhaps, perhaps have a kin in it. One teretz. Another teretz?
It's very simple. By Sharmim, more than likely you're going to be mekabel some kind of achrayis. Here, I'm paying something. I'm paying you for the socher, a shaw, I'm paying you to use it. Different.
And who am I? I'm the owner?
Yeah, you're the owner. If I'm a Shomer Socher, Shomer Chinam, either you pay me to watch it for you.
Right, or for free.
I'm doing it for free. Here, there's nothing to do with it. Here, the reason the Mishnah has to say not for this case is because either a Socher, you're renting it, I'm paying for the usage, or Shaw, I'm doing a favor. But there's no Kabbalah's Kinyana, Achrayas. There's no Kabbalah's Achrayas.
So therefore what?
So in other words, you can't take my regular case of Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher. Why? Because in regular case, who said the Rabban and Shita that you didn't pay that guy? Why?
That's his svara. His svara. In other words, the fact that you paid gives you more bias.
No, the kinyanim.
Yeah, it gives you kinyanim. The fact you paid for it. Fine. That's one teretz. I think the Pnei Shur, I think that's what he means to say. I had another teretz that he said like this. He said, no, maybe that's what you mean to say. Someone to say, listen to the second teretz. We'll see two terutzim. One teretz is given by Pnei Shur, one by the Shavus Yankov. And then we'll see what the Chalk is going to ask on that, and then we'll get to the Rashash with the third Teretz. First Teretz is given like this. He says that, here he goes. Mil ikal meima. The dafka he gives another Teretz. He says, here, b'mishnah tzoycha po mechaveh v'shilache. V'chari yishadakta mainok et haidina b'soycha v'shoyl v'shovik l'mafkit. Da'ere bei b'resh birken. V'avim motzil mifna haidina b'mafkit etzo chaveroi v'itzkiru l'acherim. He's talking about a case that you gave it to somebody to watch, Shem Chinam, and he rented out to somebody else, and then nothing else happens. Why do you have to say, in a case where he rented it, in other words, why do you have to pay for it? So one Teretz he gives, only when the animal is dead. Alright, that's one Teretz. Second Teretz, Vagyesh Leimau, also not the Teretz. Second Teretz he gives, Vagyesh Leimau, the Mamafkish, and Nothing Ashus, and Nifkit, Laskir, and Acherim, Sulei have a Nifkit, Shem Chinam, and a Shem Socha, Shahim, and Kabaschal. In other words, he says that. He gives a different tariff. He says that if you have a right to rent it out to somebody else, then you're not really a Shem Chinam. Because you're renting it out to somebody else, you're not a Shem Chinam because you're making money off it. So you're really a Shoel. So you'd be high points in anyway. Some funny scenario. Okay, but we had a better question. Our question wasn't rent out on it. One year took my case, Shem Chinam gives it over to a Shem Mizacho. And he pays somebody for it.
No, because he has no right to do that. When you're Shem Chinam, I'm a Kabbalah Achrayas. When I'm a Secher Shoel, I have, like
you were saying, you have some kind of... Okay, I heard your first Teretz. Alright, that's your first Teretz. There's another Teretz which is given by the Shavus Yaakov, which is a much better Teretz. It's like this. He says, what's the reason why Rabbi Yaisi says that it doesn't belong to the middle guy? Why? Because Ketet Haloi Oisus Chayra Beparosai Shel Chaveiroi. In other words, what are you over here? You, how could you make money in it? You're making money in somebody else's parah. Doesn't work. You gotta give it back. You don't have a right to get it because you can't make money off somebody else. He says, when you say when you are giving it to somebody else, but when you pay somebody else, pay somebody else to watch it, then it's an investment. It's not, I took your thing, and I went and I paid somebody to watch it. Now I have violence in it, because I paid somebody else. Not because by paying the original guy, I have more kinyanim in the animal. No. If I take your animal and I pay someone else to watch it, then it's not poros shechaveiroi. I invested in this parah. I put in money to watch it. I get something back.
Who gave you the right to do that?
You're right. They didn't have a right to do it. But you can't say poros shechaveiroi. It's mama in shali. Look in the Shavus Yaakov. He asked the question. Shalti number 1C. Echad shenatan sherech hamoyer l'shem chinam, v'shem chinam masre l'shem sacha, v'niknu v'avdu ma'dinoi. Our case, he gave it to shem chinam, shem chinam gave it to shem sacha. Tshuva, l'fim rito ha'ikashli, l'fim rito ha'ikashli, what's difficult? Ma'akim istapaglam, haladin is l'shas arucha, pe'akam ve'akim v'babatsiya, ha'sech poro mechaveh v'shil la'achel, im keim v'nidhi don nami, kim shem chinam ein ha'chayev ele v'pshiya, v'shem sacha v'sham zakal, v'ein ha'pad ma'itzin, shem sacha yachza poro le'bailim. In other words, it should be our case. The shem chinam is plato, the shem sacha is chayev, he pays the shem chinam. Then he says no. He says why? Skip to where the underlying things. He says, Mishum dehotzim dafka pola gebyoisi leima eicha lois eschor poros shechaveiroi. Why? Kiven di bahai hano shuhu hoyo rak shem chinam vuhu noisein mekisa ischar l'shem sacha lishmo shmurim u'ula yoise kedin shem sacha de'olim shmirosoi. In other words, since you're shem chinam and you pay somebody to become a shem sacha, that he should watch it better. Gam reb yoisi moidi v'zeh mikri oise schare b'mama shal atzmoi. I'm making money in my $10 that I invested to have it watch better. In other words, when I pay somebody to watch it and I didn't get paid, and I take your animal and I watch it better by paying somebody, I get a professional guard to watch it, and then it gets sold, I should get some of the reward, because I paid money in order to have it better watched. Therefore, it's ois eschoroi, not be poros shechaveiroi, but ois eschoroi, be momen shel atzmoi. Joe, you understand? You understand the sense? That makes sense, right?
Like an insurance policy.
Right, like insurance policy. I put an extra $10, so if something happens to it, I get the reward, because I did something for it, ois eschoroi, be momen shel atzmoi. So therefore, that's the difference between that case and that case. What's the problem with this?
I don't know. Give him back the $10, and then the balance should go over to the owner. I mean, for the same score that you're saying, you know, most of the score, I don't know what that means. It means, oh, I'm allowed to rent something from you and make $1 million because I had a good idea with your part. The only shot is at the end of the day, there's going to be a loss as between the original Baal and the showman.
Right, right, right.
The Baal should be made whole.
Right.
At the end of the day, it was just
right. How are you making money while that guy's losing?
That's far. I'd say, you know what, give the guy the $10.
And give him the difference. Give him the difference. He has a better terence. I hear your question. The Chalkizeva has a much better question. He said, wait a second. Every time, if that's a Svara, it's every time you, the Argmara, the Seicher, gives it over to a Shoyo. He also spent money in it, right? I gave you $10 in order to rent it. So I'm also using my own money to rent it. So I don't put in money in order to watch it better. I'm taking money and I'm giving you the money. So I invested money in this item by renting it. So I'm not oitzes chara b'pras shechaveiroi, p'ras shalatmi. Maybe that's your svara and your svara. If I'm putting money into something, I'm not oitzes chara b'pras shechaveiroi. I gave you $10 in order to rent the parah. Correct?
Yeah.
I, the soicha, gave you $10 to rent the parah. So I put money into this parah. I should get the reward. Oitzes chara b'pras shalatmi.
That's a pretty good investment. You put in $10 and it's worth $2,000?
All right, because...
I mean, what should the boss say?
The difference is that the socher, that's the way he is, the socher.
And that he was mekabel, not to be chayav oisin. And Shem Socher added extra money from his own. Okay, that's the seretz he gives. 1D. But you don't have to look into the Chag Zev. He has a question. I also don't understand so well. I think you're right. And I understand his svar makes the most sense anyway. Because his svar is not really, it's making money. It's that if something gets lost, then he should not be the one losing out the money and I should pay him back. But it doesn't mean that... Well, and that would apply in all cases.
Yeah, and
yeah. Okay. Comes along the Rishash, and Rishash has a better teretz. He says, you know why it's only talking about, and that answers Pshat in the Gemara as well. You know why the Rishash says, you know why it only works by a Shem Socho, by a Seichel, and by a Shoel, and by nothing else? He said like this, he said, you know why? Because a Seichel, and that's really what you're saying. A Seichel is not a regular Shomer. A regular Shomer, it's your parah, and I'm watching your parah. Shem Chinam, it's your cow, I'm watching your cow. Shem Sach, it's your cow, and I'm watching your cow. I'm getting paid for it, but it's your item. A Seicher, in effect, I'm buying the Chafetz from you for a limited time amount. Schirus Leyoimei Memkaru. I'm buying your para for 30 days. Just visit tonight, then in 30 days from now, I either pay for it, either I return it, or if it gets lost or stolen, I'll pay you for it or I'll make a Shavur. But if that doesn't happen, then it's mine all along, because I bought it from you. In other words, if it died, that means I bought it for you. I bought it for that time period. I don't have to return it. It's a kinyanless man. Therefore, says Rashash, this whole svara of Keita Loischa Boroscha Veroi only applies by, doesn't apply by Shem Echinim, by Shem Esacha. Why? Because by Shem Echinim and Shem Esacha, you're not going to own it anyway. So everybody would agree that you have to give everything back to the owner. The whole Machlaikis is only by Seicher where I own it. There the Rabbanim come with the svar and they say, you know what? Now I understand what the Gemara says, that by making a Shavua, it's Konilu Lahai Shavua. You own it with the Shavua. Why? Because it shows that when you make the Shavua at the end of 30 days, and you say, oh, I don't have to return you to Parah because it died, it shows that it was mine all along. Because now I don't have to return it to you, I made a king in this man. So therefore, by making the Shavua, the Seicher shows it was his all along, Konilu Lahai Parah, therefore the Shoyel took it from the Seicher. It makes so much sense, I don't understand Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, you're right, his Shavua. It's not fair, the owner should lose out. But really, who does it belong to? It belongs to the Seicher. When I rent something, I own it for those 30 days. I have to give it back if it's still around. And if it dies, I can make a Shavua. Since it died over here, by making a Shavua, that means I did my job. I bought it for 30 days, it belongs to me. I lent it out, I get back the Chepetz. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this Svar you only have by a Seichel and a Shoyel, by a Seichel. By a Shoyel Mechidim, Shoyel Mechidim, it's not mine to begin with. So everybody would agree, of course. What are you taking? You're trying to get a parah. What are you giving it out? You're not the owner. Over here, you are the owner. Why are you the owner? You rent something, you own it for that time period. Let's just see this Svar inside, and then I ask everybody's questions.
Then how does the Gemara say you were coming with the Shvur? By that Terence, he was coming by the
Shvur. So look in Rishash number 1e. Rishash in the back of Gemara. By the way, everybody knows who Rishash was. Rishash was a big guy. He was a banker, right? Or his son. No, he was a banker. He was a banker in Vilna. Beginning his parish. What was that?
Citigroup.
He was a banker in Vilna. In those times, he had big, big guy in him. I think the base of Ephraim, but Ephraim Zalman Margolis, was also a big businessman. He was one of the Gedolim in the generation, Rishash also. Rishash, I think his son, paid for the Vilna Shas. So he put, I think, his own chidushim in the back of the shas. You know, not from his father's own, but definitely his own chidushim. He put in Matzios Shasen. Anyway, look at one knee. Dafla Menehem Reis Mishar Seicha Vishilacher. Nearly Midishovik Tana Pikodain. Da'ir Bereisha V'loy Tanei Mafkedei Tashem Mechinam. V'moskel L'Shem Mechinam V'nikim V'loy Shavdo. Why didn't say the case of Hashem Mechinam that gives over to Hashem Mechinam and it got stolen? K'may Pluk Tizrav Rabbi Yechon L'Kamon. Shem Shemas L'Shem Mashma. The Dafka B'Seicha U'de Polit Tanei Kama. Why? Only in the case of Seicher, that's where the Rabbanon say that you actually own it. The Schiru is b'yoymei mechirehi, v'hu k'may mechire al tanai. When I rent something, it's like I buy it with a condition. Shiachzerenu achaklois meshach atzriyus. Either I return it if it's still around, or it's a Thomas, or if it dies, I make a shvua and I'm potter. V'zehu kavonas ha-gemora. The koni b'shvua oy b'misa, ratzeleimau le'mafreya jo. In other words, by making the Shavua, so that means that I owned it retroactively from when I took it in the beginning. If not like that, is a kinyan who misa Shavua? Our question, what kind of kinyan is that the misa Shavua? Void, mayik knows, kiva de'eno, eneno shemesh meso. Why you make a kinyan now, the Shavua, you can't make a kinyan, the animal's dead already. But it means by making the Shavua, it shows it was yours all along, it was mine all along, of course I can give it to somebody else. Rabbona make a lot of sense. Come along and basically say, you're right, you make sense. But, it's not fair, the owner should lose out, and you, after all, did not invest anything in it, and therefore you're not going to get it. But the svara of the Rabbanon makes a lot of sense, only by Seicher, Schirus, Yemei, Memke. Yes, Seth?
One question, one comment. If the
Sofer
truly has Kinyanim in the object right away, then...
Quintus, you may be the Mekadosh Anishin.
Right?
No, he's not. I'll tell you the reason why not. Because I had once had a chakira. I didn't want to bring it in now. I bring it in for another time. But what is the reason why there's a chakira? Why is a seicher not chayv? Another, why is a seicher have a right to use it? Either because I had once had a question. Either he's a shoyo. He might be a shoyo who has a right to use it, but he pays to be potter ba'insin. In other words, the fact that he pays for it, so therefore he's potter ba'insin. In other words, you're right. I'm a regular shoyo. It belongs to me. I have kinyonim like a shoyo does. But I pay in order not to be chayv ba'insin. So the reason why it's not chayv ba'insin is because he pays for it. That's why he's part of ba'insin. But really, he owns it.
Actually, Rabbanan actually makes a lot of sense if you think about it. Because let's say the socher didn't rent it out. Didn't lend it out. And the animal died while he was renting it. He'd be part of the owner, get nothing.
If what? An animal died?
Yeah.
By him, yeah.
So the fact that he lent it out to someone, why should the owner benefit? If he would have died under the...
You're right. So that's what David comes as far. He said, you're right. Be'etzim, it belongs to him, and he should not get anything. But here, money's being paid back for the animal, and this guy's the owner of the animal.
If you haven't lent it out,
you're right. You're right. Another it's all belongs to him. David, that's the svar of the Rabbanon. Meaning, the svar of the Rabbanon is he's the bailim. He's the owner.
nowadays, you get the lease a car, right? So you lease it only for that right, but if it's not, it gets lost, it ends up stolen, so it belongs to the lease, to the owner of the car, GM, Ford, whatever it is. So it's the same thing. So according to Biosi, you only had a right to use it, but that didn't give you the bias in the object itself.
Why? I can hear Rabbi Rabban holds.
Because when I leased it to use, not that I actually owned the item.
I can do anything I want with it. I can give it to anybody I want.
No.
Let's say I can give it to somebody I want.
When you lease an item, right? In other words, it's the same thing. You only have certain rights in the item. That doesn't give you total ownership. So if it goes, what? No, it doesn't. You lease your car.
Until you return it, you can do whatever you want.
If it gets stolen.
What?
If it gets stolen.
Right, so it's not yours.
You're responsible. I can't say, well...
Right. No, but it's not true. Michael, so you're arguing the whole svara of schius liam and mempul.
No, what I'm saying is, Rabbi Yossi makes a lot of sense.
So you say because you don't hold the schius liam and mempul. You say if I rent it, I just rent it for usage. I don't own it. And we say not like that. We say renting it means ownership for 30 days. Full ownership for 30 days. You gotta give it back. Tonight. Gotta give it back. But for the 30 days, full ownership. It doesn't mean you can marry a woman with it. It doesn't mean it's yours and Kaddish and Isha. But it's ownership for 30 days. And therefore, if I gave it over to somebody else, I get it. It's mine. If afterwards I made a shavua and I was potter, that means it was mine all along. I hear this one. You say you don't like schius liam mempul. You say in today's day and age, you lease a car, it not doesn't ownership. Or the other name. Nah, I can't argue with that. That's just, yeah. So
today, or any case, is a socher allowed to, you rent some item? Are you allowed to paint it? Are you allowed to change it? Are you allowed to wreck it? I own it for 30 days. I can do whatever I want.
Right, so you can't. You can't. Because you have to return it the same way. That's why. What?
So
the human man, you could, right?
You
right,
the
right. There is a difference, yeah. But at least I can understand. At least I understand better where Rabbi Yossi is coming from. It's really at least we understand where Rabbi Yossi is coming from.
You can't damage it.
You cannot damage it. No. No, but he says maybe you can make it better or fix up.
No, but
you can't.
Obviously you can't say like it's a complete memcur, because if there's a complete memcur, I can do whatever I want to it. Here,
no, it's not. But it's like a schius liam. It's enough that it gives you bilis in the fact of something that if you rented out somebody else, it was yours all along, and you should get that amount of the shayla. At least I understand pshat in the Rabbi Yossi. Until now, I never understood pshat in the Rabbanon, right? We didn't understand where he was coming from. Now we understand where he's coming from. That's one way of looking at the sugya. By the way, this sugya has many repercussions. We'll discuss next time. I'm not sure if next week we'll speak maybe about Megillah, but in 2 weeks, very many repercussions. Could you sublease something? You sublease, right? You own something, you rent something for somebody, you go on a vacation. Could you rent out your house to somebody else? Whole shayla. That's.
If you can lend it, why can't you?
The Gemara says over here, you're not really supposed to lend it out. You did it.
Oh, okay.
But the question, could you do it? And who would get the difference? The higher price. Let's say you rent it for $1,000 a month. And then you go away for Sukkot in Israel, and you rent it out for $2,000 over Sukkot. Who gets the extra $1,000?
Doesn't that work with
Kaitan Haloyosh Shechavera, right, Michael? What do you mean? You're making extra $1,000 on my para? According to David, that's why I would not apply over here, because nobody's losing anything.
If I take that cow and I plow my field and I sell
right,
the
crop, right. It's a discussion by itself. It is a discussion, but you're right. There's a clear distinction between the two. L'chayre, kesa l'eschay v'rasha chaveroi is only if something gets lost, like David wants to say. If something is losing, the guy's lost his para, then you have his para. It doesn't mean you can't make money off a rented item. Clearly not. But it is discussed. Yes?
In case of the Mishnah, Rashi seems
No, Mesek Daka means oinus. Mesek Daka means a regular oinus. Otherwise, it's saying Mesek Machmas Molacha. Every Mesek is considered oinus. That's, yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next Gemara. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says, in Daf Tzadi Vav and Mebeis, Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a question whether Baal Benichse Ishtoi, a husband in his wife's possessions. In other words, how do you look at the relationship between a husband and a wife? Shoyel have tzadi vavon beizetap. Shoyel have oisoicher have. Kosaka daitach lischaye boinze behemo is nichse miluk shelo. Shuoise ben melachtoi. A woman gets married, she brings him cows into the marriage. So the halacha is the husband has usage of these cows, right? Because he's nichse miluk. He's allowed to use it. So how do you look at him when he's using these cows that the wife brings into the marriage? Or the car. The wife brings in a car to the marriage, right? It gets married. I get married, my wife brought in a red Pontiac Sunfire. We moved to Israel. I was driving my wife's red Pontiac Sunfire in Israel. Only car in Israel like that. Shiloh's like this. Shiloh's like this. When I drive that car, what am I? A Shiloh? Am I a Seichet? That's the Gemara in Asher Daf Tzadi Vav Beis. So Gemara says, either way, I'm potter because it's always bailam imay. My wife always does work for me, and therefore she's the owner. Whether I'm the shayla or the seicher, I'm potter no matter what because the shayla bebailus or ischil bebailus. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about elokam ibayle l'ram v'achamad oga mino para. We're talking about a case that he rented from her a car. V'hoda, not when then they get married to each other. So shoylav, seichav, shoylav, as shoylav, as second. Oh, sorry. Eloki komi boi l'rom b'chom. We're talking about a case like this. Going to agro ihi por malmo. She rented a car from someone else. So she rents a car, and now v'hoda nazva. And now she goes and she gets married. In other words, she gets married to the husband and the husband uses the car. Valiba, in other words, she rents a car and now the husband uses the car that she rented. Salib the Rabbanan, so now it's really a soichel who gives it over to a shoyel, right? The wife is a soichel, she rented a car, she got married to the husband. If the husband is a shoyel, so the soichel gives it over to the shoyel, which is our case. According to Rabbanan, we say that the shoyel has to pay the soicher. So in this case, the husband is always off the hook because the shoyel bebailim. According to Rabbi Yishu, he says that the third person is chayev to the original owner. So now we have to see: is the husband a shoyel and he's chayev bainsin, or is the husband a soicher and he's part of bainsin? According to Rabbanon, who say the relationship is between the third person and the second person, so if it's always shayla b'balim, there's no shayla. According to Rabbi Yishu, he says relationship between the third person and the first person. So then the question is, what is the husband? Is he a shayl or is he a seicher? And that's the Gemara's question. And then the Gemara says the husband is not a shayl or a seicher. He's a lokeach, takonis usha, and therefore he's going to be pot in every case. That's what the Gemara comes out, alach l'maisa. Okay. So what do you see from that Gemara? So we see from that Gemara that, what?
How important shalom bayis is.
We see how important. Oh. But we clearly see that according to the Rabbanon, the wife is the owner of the para vis-a-vis the husband. In other words, according to Rabbanon, it's clear that it's Sheila Babailim. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's a relationship between the third person and the first person. But according to Rabbanon, who is the owner of this para? The wife is the owner of the para. In other words, the shayel, the seicher, gives it over to the shayel. The seicher is the owner of the para, and he gives it over to the shayel, and therefore the shayel has only relationship with the seicher. So the question is, comes along this type of, what's that? What do you understand? Come, one second, well, very simple, yeah.
No, I just want to understand from this Gemara, a push-up shot. What's pshat when you say bowl of the owner's with him? That doesn't necessarily mean, as long as you're married.
And beginning, as long as the beginning of the shayel, you did work for the other person. So the wife worked for the husband at the beginning of the marriage, boom, that's shayla.
So in other words, it doesn't mean that if, let's say, something happens to the animal, you're not even there, that's still considered
doesn't mean that, of course. Balavim was the beginning of the shayla, they did work for each other.
Even though when the problem happens...
That's what Gemara says that. Oh, yeah, clearly. But anyway, we see clearly from the Gemara that according to... That's all we see from this Gemara. We see from this Gemara that according to the Rabbanon, when the animal dies by the shoyel, who does the shoyel have a relationship with? Only the seicher, not the original person. Only the seicher. Therefore, in this case, the husband is off the hook. It's shayla b'vaylim, shchiz b'vaylim, it's irrelevant. But the relationship he has is only with the second person. Comes along this type with a very simple question. He says, I understand, what's the Agamar saying that Rabbi Yossi says, wait a second, you seicher, you middle person, you want to make a shvuah, dal ant, v'dal shvuah seich, forget about you, forget about shvuah, I'm going directly, after my parah, I'm going to the shoyel. The shoyel is never barred it from the original person. The Gemara says over here, the shoyel took it from the second person. So how could I say, I'm forgetting about the second person, I'm coming to the third person. The third person, the shoyel can tell the original owner, I don't know who you are. I never borrowed a cow from you. What do you want from me? What do I care that the machkit can say, I'm going to the third person. Clearly in the Gemara see that the relationship with the third person is only to the second person. So even if the machkit tells the second person, I'm ignoring you, forget about you, I'm going directly after my poor, the third person can say, I never borrowed anything from you. I'm not mechuyev to give you anything at all. What pshat in the Gemara in Rabbi Yosi? Dal anzu dal shvosech. It doesn't make sense. Either way, he has no relationship with him. So why would that mean that he can circumvent the second person? The third person can tell the first person, I don't know who you are, I never borrowed anything from you. Why is the third person mechuyev to give anything to the first person? Truly, you understand the question? Don't understand the question. Very clear question. What?
Only
according to Rabbi Yosi.
Again, that's the halami, and that's exactly the Gemara rejects it.
No. The Gemara says...
No, that's exactly the Gemara's answer. Is that the sofer is the owner?
Yeah, I know, but that... Fine, but that's Pshat and Rabbi Yosi, correct? Pshat and Rabbi Yosi is Dal Andru Dal Shvosech. Okay, but Taisi says that's Pshat in Rabbi Yosi. The Kunt Rabbanon, that's the answer. Kunt Rabbi Yosi, Dalam Dash Vosich. Question is, what do I care Dalam Dash Vosich?
In principle, Yosi agrees.
Right, another
technical issue.
A technical issue that you can't make money of somebody else's thing.
Right.
Okay, so what's the Havamina? But Taisa says that's the Maskan also. I don't want to go into it, but okay, that's the first question.
Wait, what's the question, Rabbi?
What?
The first question is.
What gives him the right even to say, Dalam Dash Vosich, I don't need Yeshua, I'm going to the third person? You have no relationship with the third person. You have no relationship with the third person at all. So the first pshat we said is, the first thing we said was Rishash. What's the Rishash pshat? Meaning that, Rabbanan are right. Just Rabbi Yosi has a new, why? Because he owns it for that time period. Just Rabbi Yosi comes with a new svara and you can't make money of somebody else's thing. Now we're going in a different direction. We're going to say over here that there is a relationship even between the third person and the first person. Second question. How could he, Look inside is stifled inside. You know what's easy if you look inside. 2a. V'hashta. Kivin de l'rabbanon ein ashol klal shoyim roshal amaskil v'loim ischayev klum klapi maskil. Since you say that the rabbanon, according to rabbanon, the shoyol is not the shoyimer of the maskil, meaning he has nothing to do with the original person. Ma moyel mashal maskil yoyim alesoycher dal andu dash vosich. Al kuponim meize koyach yachzo litvoyes hashoyel shenaz loyis chayvi didei klal. The shoyel doesn't owe anything to the first person. V'neimalei shoyel la baldom b'diat. Second of all, if you tell me there's a shibud de Rav Nosson, meaning that I owe you, you owe me money, and he owes you money, so I'm going directly to him. Tamu atuva dimkein nimtze shemaske tavel atzmoi memoyne de shayech lesoicher. It is no shibud de Rav Nosson by a shomer, correct? I can't tell you, Seth, you owe me money from the shmirah, so therefore I'm going to go and collect from somebody that owes you money. You can't say that. Why? He says, or if I go to him and say, "Where's my cow?" I don't know where your cow is. Okay, I'm going to take from somebody that owes you money. You don't say that. Why? The yoch. I don't know why he says it, but okay. Shamasket to muatuvin in kainim to shamasket to veil atzma moina the shayech l'seichel upshita diochal aseichel loyma bina the shtabuye v'loy l'shalim. In other words, let's say I come over to the shomer and I tell the shomer, "Where's my behemoth?" He says, "It got stolen. I want to make a shvur." So I said, "Sorry, I don't want to listen to your shvur. I'm collecting money from you. Could I do that?" Of course not. Right? Could I go over to a shomer who wants to make a shvur? Menachem, I gave you a shomer chinam. I gave you something. What happened to it? It got stolen. So you say, "Okay, Rabbi, I want to make a shvur." I say, "Nachum, I don't want to hear shvur from you. I'm collecting your money." Can I say that? Of course not. See, it's the same thing. I'm coming up to you and saying, "Nachum, I don't want to hear your shvur. I'm collecting money from him." What right do you have to collect money from him? It's like going over to you and saying, "I don't want to hear shvur. I'm collecting money from you." I can't do that. So since the relationship between the shoyel is towards the soicher, so that means the money really belongs to you. So I'm telling you, you know, I don't want to hear shvur. I want to collect money from you. I can't collect money from you if you want to make a shvur. So what kind of shvur is that? Dal anzu dal shvosech. It doesn't make sense. Understand where he's coming from? How do you understand pshat over here in the Gemara? Meaning?
Is the third guy? I mean, we're assuming that the third guy.
Until now, that seems to be in the Gemara. Oh. Comes along this type and says over here very important insight. Very, very important insight. He said like this. If I rent you a parah, correct? I give you something. And then you go and you give it over to somebody else. Says the stipler that all the chiyuvim that you have vis-a-vis me, you're a soicher. that means Yechayiv v'pshia, and Yechayiv v'gneva v'aveda, all these same chiyuvim, you're transferring to him. In other words, the fact that he's a shoyel, the fact that he's going to be chayiv now b'pshia, and he's chayiv v'gneva v'aveda, that he's chayiv towards me as much. Why? Because that you have responsibilities on this behemoth, you're giving it over to him, now he has those responsibilities towards me. The only thing that's added extra is the extra responsibility. The fact that he's chayiv v'oinsin, and you're not chayiv v'oinsin, so that he has only towards you and not towards me. But in your responsibilities, your three chiyuvim, the first three chiyuvim are towards me. Because since you got it from him, and he has chiyuvim towards me, you also have chiyuvim towards me on the first two responsibilities. The extra one, the fact that you only have towards Menachem, towards the middle person. But the first two chiyuvim you have towards me, it's transferable because that's your chiyuvim towards me, and you give over this chiyuvim to him, he's responsible towards me as well. Says the Stipler, there is a relationship between the shoyel and the original person. Not on the oinus part, but on the first two parts. Therefore, as long as you don't make a shvuah, that, you know, you want to say an oinus happens, correct? And you want to say, okay, I'm off the hook. Until you make the shvuah that the oinus happens, for all I know, until I accept that shvuah from you, for all I know, maybe it got lost. If it got lost, then he's responsible as much as you're responsible to me. Says the Gemara, Dal al v'dal shvosech. I don't want to hear your shvuah that an oinus happens, and therefore at this point, you're chayv to pay me, because maybe it got lost, or maybe it got stolen, or maybe pshia, and therefore I can come over to you. Once you make the shvuah that it got lost, that an oinus happens, then already, I can't come over to him anymore, and then he has to come to you. But until that point, he is chayv towards me, because on the first chiyuv, so therefore that's what the Gemara says of it. The Gemara says, that according to Yossi, I can say dal anz v'dal shvosech, because I can tell you, until you tell me that the oinus happens, he is my shomer as much as you are my shomer. Yes?
I hear the fact that you have a relationship with him, but it still doesn't answer the original question of what right does he have to say, I don't want to hear your shvuah. We said before, if the socher owed you money, if you wanted to collect from the socher, you can't say to the socher, I don't want to hear your shvuah, I want your money. But that's what you're doing.
I'll tell you why I'm not. I want to hear shvuah.
I want to hear shvuah.
Another, until you make the shvuah, I can collect from you the shvuah, from him the shvuah. I don't want to go to you, I want to go to him. I have a right to collect from him. Now I tell you, Michael, make the shvuah. Well, I can't make the shvuah because the oinus happens. Pay me up. In other words, until you make the shvuah, I can still go to him and say, I want to hear the shvuah from him. Both of you are shaymerim towards me.
Everything but
that's correct.
So even if he can make a shvuah, he's still not responsible to.
But until I hear a shvuah of oinsin from him, so he's my shomer, correct? Once he's my shomer, what is he going to tell me now?
Yeah, but we said he's only a shomer for.
Okay, but until he makes a shvuah, until he makes a shvuah that it was not nignav, it was not nana, it was that nothing happened to it, I can collect from him. He cannot make a shvuah because he's a shoyel. So that's why he's chayv to pay. Let's look it inside. I hear your question, but let's look it inside. Joey, good question, but let's hear into how he says it. Let's read it together. Three. Vanir lefinis daiti bezeh bez Hashem. The gam rabbonan moide le Rabbi Yosi. The rabbonan also agreed to Rabbi Yosi. The legabe kol mash Hashem erishin is chayev klapei amafkit. Everything what the first guy is responsible towards the mafkit. Kain shem chino mapshia. V'shem zochak neva veda. The primary responsibility is hu adin Hashem erasheni mis chayev klapei amafkit. Michael is going to be chayev towards me also. And you give over all your responsibilities to the mafkid, you give over to the second guy. Upshita, the gam le rabbonon mechshav hashemer hasheni shemer shalabaylim legabezeh. In other words, for the primary responsibilities, the third guy is also a shemer of the original owner. Rak legabe masha hashemer hasheni moisil lischayv yoytim masherishim uchiv klape mafkit. Kanoch hasherishim usaycher upot oinsin vasheni shom lischayv moisin. The extra part where the shoyel lischayv and the soch is potu legabe chiva noise of the oinsin savi rabbonon the oinsin lischayv is klape abaylim elochiv miuchet klape asaycher. So the rabbonon say that's towards the saycher, not towards me. Umishumachin, then he says, where he makes the shvuah, obviously, where the first guy makes the shvuah, so according to Rabbanon, you made the shvuah, and therefore, right now, I have nothing anymore on this chayfetz. What do I say, oynes? Oynes is not towards me, that's towards you, I cannot collect. But where the soicher does not make a shvuah, because I say, dal anz v'dal shvuah, the oz afilu k'sha'em esu shenenas, even if it's true that an oynes happens, akati ha'soicher chayef, gam al oynes hazeh. Until the shvu is made, correct, then you are still chayiv on the oynes, because you didn't make a shvu yet. And cause mashal nishma. Umemela agav the kazu gam hasheni is chayiv klape amafkid baal apora. So the second guy is also chayiv towards me because no shvu was made. וזהו שטוען המפקיד לסויכה, דל אנדו דל שבוסך, שאיני תווע ממכו את השבוע, וממילא נשאר את החייב לי גם בוינצין, ומומנט השלומין, אין רצייני לתווע ממכו, וממילא אין תיוכל להכיח את הלכה בשבוע ממכו, רק שאין נשאר השוהם, שאת החייב לי, ועוד אוכל לתווע גם השור שלך, וכלמה שתחייב לי, גם גם שור שלי. But he says, he seems, Joe, he seems to dread around your kasha. In other words, he seems to say that since, until you make the shvua, you're really chayev. So I say, wait a second, now that you're chayev, I want to collect from him. So you're right, maybe you can say, how could you collect from me? Because I want to make the shvua. That was the original taina that we said. He didn't really answer that.
So
yes.
So the shoah, the guy who borrowed from the rent, let's say he does swear there's an omen.
Who?
The shoah.
But he's chayev
on him. But really chayev on him too. Not to the original guy.
I know, but him swearing his chai boinsen is a shvuas bitu. He can't make a shvua like that because he's chai to pay for that.
But not vis-a-vis.
Yeah, okay, but you're right. But then he can say I don't have to hear that shvua from you because that shvua from you is meaningless, and he's still chai to pay the original amount. Basically, what I'm saying over here is I'm saying there are two directions to understand. Why am I saying all this? Because there are two. We'll see for next time. Two directions to understand why. Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. In other words, we clearly understood the Rabbanan much better. The Rabbanan says, according to the Shash, belongs to the first guy, because why? Because he owns it. Because he's a Shechir Ziyam and Memker. He's a Soicher. He owns it for that time period. Just, why does Rabbi Yossi say you have to pay back the original owner? Because otherwise, not for he ends up losing out. That's one way of learning it. According to the other way of learning, according to the stipulated way of learning it, no. There is a direct relationship from the third guy to the first guy. And the first guy, by telling the second guy, Dal Anzu Dash Vosech, he can tell him, that's the Svara, that he can tell him, you know what, there's now a direct relationship and I'm always going to collect from the Shoyal. I guess it goes to the crux of Shoyal Shemasal Shemer, when one guy gives over to another guy, is there a relationship towards the first guy, or there's no relationship? According to Stipler, there seemingly is a relationship, at least on what the first guy had. That relationship continues towards the third guy, but according to the other Shash, clearly there's no relationship, and it would depend on that. Next week we'll see how they affect halach l'maisa, the fact that the third guy is chayef for the first, and not chayef for the first. It's a difficult subject. Okay.